And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you. So we're going to spend a few minutes with Karen Allen. We've talked to her before, the chief nursing officer with the Butler Health System. And we're going to be talking about their decision to move their vaccination site from the hospital. So, Karen, thank you again for your time. I always appreciate talking to you.
Well, thank you, Tracy.
So let's talk about this. And I just said you're moving, so let's confirm it first. Will you be moving that vaccination site from the hospital in the near future?
Yes, we will be moving the vaccination site on Wednesday, April 14th to the mall where the Sears used to be. I think it's called the Battle Zone right now. So anybody who's receiving their first vaccine today will go there for their second vaccine and beyond today who's receiving their first. And they're being notified of that. And then first vaccines will start there on the same day, April 14th.
Okay, April 14th. So I understand from another story that we did, separate from what we're talking about today, the hospital's decision to move, that the mall would be used as a vaccination site if we were to get a lot of supply in. Are you in connection with that decision, or is the hospital making its own decision?
So we've been talking to the county for a while. Steve Beishouse has been working with us, and we are preparing to be able to give 3,000 vaccines per day. Currently, the Department of Health has offered to give us consistently the same amount of vaccine, which is the first time that's happened since the start of this. So we're going to be receiving 4,400 vaccines per week currently at the Butler site. So we think we're moving toward the 1B and opening it up to the rest of the county and recipients outside of the 1B, hopefully by May 1st. And we expect that May 1st, we should get an increased number of vaccines.
So if I understand you correctly, the state is allowing you the same amount of vaccines until we get to about May 1st, and then you're expecting to have an increase in vaccines, and that's helping you make this decision to move so you have a larger space.
Correct. That is what we expect. It's not confirmed about May 1st, but that's what we expect. Even if we do not receive additional vaccines, we think it's a good idea to move up there because there's some congestion with the traffic at the hospital, people coming in for other testing. The parking becomes a little bit tight. So we're currently doing about 1,600 vaccines per day at the hospital, which is a lot of traffic in and out. But yeah, we do expect to receive more starting May 1st.
I've heard a lot of people say you're very efficient with the process that you have at the hospital, and they really give you high marks for the process. The one thing, though, that I do hear people say is that there's a bit of a line. Have you seen a little bit of a line here and there because people are showing up a little early to their vaccination appointments?
We have seen a little bit of a line, but, you know, we can move people through quickly. And I've heard, you know, even though there's a line, we still got through, you know, in under 5 minutes to get to the point where they're getting vaccinated.
So I'm going to follow that up with, do you think that that same type of scenario would happen at the new location, at the Sears location? Because now you have a lot of room. I mean, there's a lot of space there to be able to spread out. Do you think that people will still be in a line, or do you expect that the process to be as efficient as what you're doing right now?
Yeah, our expectation is to have the same efficiency as we do at the hospital. We are adding additional staff so that we can remain efficient. The county is helping us with that as well. We have an amazing team of people who are dedicated to continuing to provide the same experience and satisfaction to everybody who's accessing the vaccine clinic. We're going over and, you know, laying everything out and making sure that, you know, we have it laid out right so that we maintain that same efficiency.
So who will be giving the shots? You say that you're hiring extra people to help you in this process. And I ask that because, again, there are two pieces of information out there where the hospital is moving and then what we were saying before with the vaccination site possibly being at the mall if there's a mass vaccination needed. Now, that being said, who is giving your shots? Are you all collectively coming in together with that effort, or will the hospital have their employees be giving the shots at the site of the former Sears location?
So we are currently, we have about 30 people who are contracted with us to provide vaccinations. We believe we need about 20 more, which we're actively recruiting. And those are all coming through the hospital. I did speak with the county yesterday to see if they were able to assist us with vaccinators. And they are telling me that there's some EMS personnel that are available. So it'll probably be a joint effort between the county and Butler Health System.
Will making an appointment for the vaccination be the same if we would like to go through the Butler Health System? And of what I understand, we can currently go online and do that, or we can go through CCR if we're having a struggle doing that. Is that going to be the same even though you're moving the site?
Yes, yes. Everything will be exactly the same. We've heard that the scheduling is very simple and easy, so we'll continue that way. And CCR has, you know, assisted those who don't have access to internet or who are finding it difficult.
And vaccines, because you would be getting more vaccine in, or that's what you're expecting to happen here very soon, do you have all of the vaccines? Are you still with Moderna or Pfizer? Do you have J&J? What are you getting in?
So we received Pfizer and Moderna. The Moderna has been going up to the Clarion site, and we're keeping the Pfizer, and then some Pfizer goes to the Clarion site. So we do hear that J&J may be coming down the line as we open it up, but we don't have that confirmation.
Gotcha.
So currently at Butler, all we've given is Pfizer at the Butler site.
Let me ask you about the phases, because of course right now we are in phase 1A. When you say when this opens up to the rest of the county or we go into the next phase, which is 1B, do we still have phase 1C?
No, I believe it goes to 2 at that point after 1B.
So they've adjusted that. So it's just 1A and then 1B and that opens it up.
Right. I think the federal government wants us to get through 1A by the end of March, which is pretty aggressive. However, everybody else that's in 1B in April, and then open it up to everybody by May 1st. That's what we're hearing on the calls with the Department of Health.
Okay, so let me just repeat just to make sure that I understand you correctly. So 1A, then 1B, and then everyone else? Is that
correct?
What I heard you say? Okay, so when I looked at 1C, the reason I'm asking is there are a lot of individuals that would be per occupation, if you will. And there were a lot of different occupations in 1C than were in 1B. So my question is, if we were in 1C, and if there is no more 1C, once it hits 1B, do we have to wait?
So the Department of Health has not given us clear direction when they're going to open 1B or if they're going to combine B and C. So I can't answer that question for the 1C category, but my understanding is currently that finish 1A, get everybody else, you know, before 2 in April, and then move to everybody else.
Gotcha. Okay.
So B and C will be handled in April. And we are going to be posting the available slots in the next day or two out on the website for all of April. So we had been waiting until we received the vaccine to post the slot. So it was kind of a last minute scheduling process for the people out in the communities. Now we're being promised that we will receive the 5,500 and 400 between Butler and Clarion every week and to go ahead and schedule through April. So that's what we're going to do.
So when that happens, when you open it up for the rest of April, are you looking at just 1B or can anyone just make an appointment if it's open?
So first, we're putting it out there for the next week and anybody in 1A can sign up. And hopefully we'll get everybody who is a 1A. And then the Department of Health will tell us, okay, go ahead and open 1B. But they're collecting data for from all of the providers. How many slots do you have? How many are filled? How many are not filled? So I think they're just trying to keep, you know, an estimate on, well, are we getting close to having all the 1As done?
Right. Yeah. So quick question. I'm sorry. I keep thinking this is my last question. You know me well enough, Karen. I could talk to you all day. let me just make this the last question then. When people are signing up, are there any questions being asked? I don't want to deter people from getting the vaccination. I don't. But if you're still in 1A, you know, of course, those folks in 1A should be able to get that vaccine if that's their choice. Are you finding that some people are kind of in a different category, but they're still getting the shot? Is there any way to verify that it's time for them to get the shot?
So when you schedule, you have to attest that you are within the categories in the 1A. So either a healthcare worker over the age of 65 or 16 to 64 with the comorbidities listed. So people have to attest that they actually fit into that category. We are not requiring additional, you know, proof once you get to the door. You know, some of the qualifying conditions are smoking, obesity. So I don't even know how people would provide us with documentation that they fit into that category.
Right. Okay. Karen Allen, Chief Nursing Officer with the Butler Health System. A lot of great information here between looking for an appointment online through the Butler Health System and the move up to the Sears location, the former Sears location, I should say, and the expectation of more vaccines coming in. But again, that move is going to happen April 14th. If you have any appointments that are coming up, then you will be notified and that will be talked through with you that your second shot would be then at a different location. But very well done, Karen. I thank you always for your information. Any final thoughts you want to share with us?
No, thanks to the community for supporting the Butler Health System and accessing your care needs here so that we can continue to provide the great services to the community.
Karen Allen, Chief Nursing Officer, Butler Health System. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Tracy.